Fazila Abrams's 61-year-old sister, Yasmin Hafiji, is in a hospital with COVID-19. Hafiji, speaking through Abrams, says she feels terrified, powerless, and alone.
Nobody wants to be there. Not the nurses, not the patients, not the doctors. Nobody wants to be in that ICU.
Hafiji has told Abrams she thinks some of the nurses don't have the skills to care for patients who are critically ill with coronavirus.
She says the nurses told her we were not trained. We were not trained, we were thrown into this.
The hospital has confirmed it's so overwhelmed that it's using some nurses in the ICU who don't have the experience of such a specialized environment. Hafiji says hours sometimes pass without patients seeing any medical staff.
The nurses are scared. The doctors are scared because of the unknown. I think they're scared of being there. And so they decrease the amount of contact that they have with the patient.
According to Hafiji, she sometimes doesn't eat because porters refuse to deliver food to the coronavirus unit. The hospital denies this is happening. Abrams, a medical researcher and former nurse herself, knows how stressful it is to work inside a hospital unit that's treating people with highly infectious diseases. As frightening as COVID-19 is, she says nurses and doctors have a duty to treat patients with a care and respect they deserve.
My sister told me many accounts of how she felt totally being not treated as a human, being ignored, totally ignored. Nurses are scared to come near you. And they come near you just to check the machines. And you must ask 10 times for a bedpan. And so you wait yourself. And then they are angry also.
Abrams says the nurses appear to be paranoid about just two aspects of treating coronavirus patients.
It's the mask on the face, the CPAP. And the A-line. The A-line, I know, is a dangerous thing. It's an arterial line near the clavicle, and it is where they draw bloods from daily to check your progress.
She says nurses have to pay close attention to an A-line because a patient can bleed to death if it malfunctions. But their obsession, as she puts it, comes at a cost.
The humanness is taken out of caring now, because it's not a human you're taking care of. You're taking care of a mask and a line. But that's what they're trained to do. They're scared. My sister says.
She says from what her sister tells her, COVID ICU is similar to a labor ward.
When women are in that period when they must deliver the baby and they are powerless, and we as the nurses tell them, you need to push, and if you don't do this, you're going to kill your child. If you don't do what we tell you, you're going to die.
Hafiji says she'll never forget the people who've died around her over the past month, and she prays she's remembered as someone who survived the COVID-19 plague, as she calls it. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.